Hello, welcome to the It's Got Star Trek podcast with a twist, with a little bit of a twist, with a little bit of a technical difficulties related twist. Yes, we are very sorry. We know we had promised this week to be discussing Star Trek, the original series, Tomorrow is Yesterday, that classic time travel tale. Tomorrow is Yesterday, a classic time travel tale. There we go. Did it. Okay. We had promised to discuss that. That is what we had advertised. However, when Dan, Jesse, and I, my name's Patrick, but when Dan, Jesse, and I, when we got together to actually do the podcast, we had a series of increasingly maddening technical difficulties that prevented us from actually recording that evening. But fear not, because we do remain obligated to provide you with entertaining content each and every week, with a little asterisk there that entertaining may indeed be in the eye of the beholder. But at least in principle, we are trying to deliver entertaining content each and every week. So in lieu of our promised discussion of Tomorrow is Yesterday, this week we'll release two episodes from behind our Patreon feed. The first episode is a feature we call Jesse's Questions, and it's the first episode of that feature. And we also have what is really one of my favorite things we've ever done, a truly remarkable and mad experiment we titled AI Music Madness. So we do apologize for the change in plans, but that does give you more time to submit questions and comments about Tomorrow is Yesterday to feedback@itsgotstartrek.com, or you can write us on social media at It's Got Star Trek. That's the at symbol. It's Got Star Trek. We're everywhere, you know, Facebook, Blue Sky, Threads, Instagram, Mastodon. We're even on YouTube. Check us out on YouTube. You can subscribe there for fun. If you like an audio podcast with a static image, who doesn't? Go subscribe to us on YouTube. But without further ado, let's get the entertainment started with episode one of Jesse's Questions. Jesse, do you need a theme song for your game?
I don't think so. That was Chicken Dan and the chickens. Thanks, Chicken Dan.
It's not an original song.
It's not? I didn't make that up?
With luck, it won't hit the copyright censor.
Oh, man. Can that happen? Can you get it from humming something? Probably somehow.
I don't know.
I bet somehow.
Anyway. Yes. Okay. So I am given to understand, Jesse, that you have gathered together some questions.
Yeah, just a few simple questions.
Simple
questions for Dan.
Some interesting bits.
Are they Dan perhaps. And I?
Are they simple, Jesse?
Simple? I don't.
Are they simple
questions? Jesse's questions.
Jesse's simple questions.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what he's talking about either, Jesse.
But here's one
hey, Jesse,
question.
I was going to say, is your first question to be like, Dan, what the hell are you talking about?
My first question is, what the fuck?
All right.
Jesse's Super Simple Questions
Jesse's
by Jesse Knight.
Questions. Knock, knock, who's there? It's Jesse's Questions.
Jesse time for Jesse.
Hey, Dan, do you think we're ever going to let Jesse ask Jesse's questions?
Who's stopping him? Not me.
I'm not me neither.
Okay.
It's time for Jesse with the Jesse question time.
Not you. Okay. All right.
Let's do this.
This is not part of the bit. Okay.
All right.
So, first question.
Wait. Are we gonna set this up or anything?
This is Jesse's questions. I thought.
Yeah, okay. We're just. You
okay.
Know.
All right.
Do you so think there's more setup
Patreon.
Than that?
It's yeah. Super Simple Questions by Jesse Knight. Let's go.
Simple.
You're confusing things with your odd pronunciation.
Simple. More like complicated.
I think the setup is sufficient. To say that this is a segment called Jesse's Questions.
And this is why on Broke.com you can get a Love You Mom butthole card.
Wait, what?
It's a Love You Mom butthole card. All right, so it's a card that says love you with a person bent over spreading their butt cheeks. It's a drawing.
Why would you...
Apparently this
why
is
would why would that be on what was the website called?
This is why I'm broke.com.
Oh yes, this is before we were recording for this episode. Dan was talking about how he was hanging out on what's this called?
This is why I'm broke.com.
This is why I'm broke.
Which Patrick originally thought it was horrible stories about people losing all their money. But it's actually some kind of online store where there's all these like
nifty things.
Random things like you can get a gladiator suit or you can get a Transformer car or a Danny DeVito coloring book or a skee ball machine.
All right.
Anyways, this is $14. You can get a Love You Mom butthole card. It just says love you with M on both cheeks and the person's butthole is visible.
Oh,
so it's a drawing.
So the rectum is the O.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's the cheekiest way to show affection.
I get it. It's the pun. It's a pun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a bit far to go.
It's $14. That's a lot.
What's this website about? I thought it was supposed to be all things that are like $10,000.
I know,
like a
right?
Ski ball machine, or that you said there was like a water wheel that generates energy to charge USB devices.
Yep.
Okay, I think we've set up the premise. The premise is Jesse's question.
He's going to ask questions, but only super simple ones.
Oh God, Jesus! All right, Jesse, why don't you give it a try?
I think we got you. We got you, man.
Man. Okay, so this is the first question.
All right.
The character in the episode Where No Man Has Gone Before, Gary Mitchell. We've talked about this episode before. He's played by the actor Gary Lockwood. Does anybody know the name of the TV show that he starred in prior to this episode of TOS?
Not joking, Lee.
Yeah. Are we allowed to use the internet?
What, to look up the answer?
Yeah.
I don't think that's quite in the spirit of Jesse's
exactly
questions.
Exactly right. No.
Was he, I want to say it was a Western. Was it like Gunsmoke?
I'm going to say Bonanza, because Patrick said it was a Western. I have no idea.
It was a show called The Lieutenant, which was also a Roddenberry show. Yeah,
DeForest Kelly was on
Also Nichelle Nichols, Leonard Nimoy, Majel Barrett, Walter Koenig. And also, interestingly enough, Ricardo Montalban.
Should we do a Lieutenant?
Vic Tayback.
Should we do a Lieutenant? It's got the Lieutenant.
Rip Torn.
We could do for Patreon. Let's
listing things.
Let's do It's Got the Lieutenant.
Did you say Rip Torn, Jesse?
Yeah, Rip Torn.
Young Rip Torn.
Also, the guy that played Lieutenant Stiles in Balance of Terror.
So, but this is
Paul
why
Comey.
So these Star
Trek in this show as
so
well.
The Star Trek actors that were also in this show probably got the Star Trek gig because of this.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah, and Denver Pyle, who was Uncle Jesse in Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, wow. Was he related to Gomer Pyle?
I don't know.
At first, I thought you were saying Gomer Pyle, and then when you said Uncle Jesse, I thought you meant Full House.
Well, Gomer Pyle was a character.
Uncle Jesse was the mirror image of Boss Hogg, but he was the good guy.
Right.
But he wasn't a good guy. He was a racist moonshiner.
He was sort of a, he was a good guy in a different sense.
He was running illegal stuff.
Boss Hogg was more squat and had no facial hair.
Yeah, I mean, thematically, they are the elder.
All right. So neither one of you gets any points for that one.
All right. Not even partial credit?
No.
Why would you get partial credit? You
were about
both
to cheat.
Incorrect episodes.
You were about to cheat. You were fixing to cheat.
I thought it was a Western.
For $35, you can get muscle sensing retractable claws. Only $35.
Is that a Wolverine accessory?
It doesn't look precisely like it, but yeah, it's three. It says in the description, become a real life Wolverine by strapping on a pair of these muscle bionic claws. Yeah, and you got these three claws. Anyways, okay, next question.
So the next question has to do with the runabouts on Deep Space Nine.
They're all named after rivers. It's a river system.
Yes.
And
the Orinoco.
How many of these named ships that were named in the series can anybody name? And can you name the class of the ship, as in, you know, like the Enterprise
the
D
Rio,
is a galaxy class ship?
Rio Grande.
Yeah, the Rio Grande. There's the Orinoco, I think was one of them, right?
Yes.
There was the Amazon.
Was there no? You just no. Naming me. Was there a Ganges?
There was a Ganges.
Yeah, there was a Ganges.
A Samwise Gamgees?
Was there a Danube?
A Samwise Ganges?
Was it a Danube class?
It was a Danube
yes,
class.
Yes, I knew it. I knew Danube. I'm sorry, I was really excited.
Wow,
I knew Danube was in there somewhere.
Wow, you did it,
Danube right. class.
So you got 2 points for that one.
We got Rio Grande. We got We got Orinoco. You got and then Ganges. Are there other ones? There's other ones,
yes,
aren't
there? Yes.
So we can keep naming them, right?
If you can, yes.
Wait, we'll just name some other rivers.
So who got point? I got a point. And Patrick,
what have you named?
I named the Rio Grande.
What else?
That was it.
I named the Ganges and the Orinoco.
The Samwise Ganges.
No. No. Can you think? There's a time limit, I guess, but I want to name some other rivers. What's another river, Dan? I don't remember one called the Nile. I don't remember one called the Mississippi. I don't remember one named the Ohio. I don't remember one named the Columbia.
You're just saying that to like say like, oh, I didn't give you an answer. I was just telling you. No, if you got it right, you'd be like, I got it. But
oh, do you think I'm watching Jesse to be all like,
I think if Jesse says no, that's not it. You're gonna be like, I didn't guess it. But then if he says you're right, you're like, yeah, I totally got it. It's like your way of getting them both right. Because
I know there's other ones that are that when he reads them out, I'm gonna some be all pissed off.
Some of them are kind of weird, actually.
I'm gonna be pissed off. At least one of the ones he's gonna read off. I bet I'm gonna be aggravated that I didn't recall. What are some where there wasn't a Potomac?
So yes, you see, no one wants to be in a ship called the Potomac. Mm. Or the Hudson.
I was thinking the Hudson.
The East River. You know. Okay, but they do have, it's a Danube class.
Yeah.
There's the Gander River, which is in Newfoundland.
All right, I didn't know
the Ganges.
Ganges,
The Orinoco.
Yeah.
The Rio Grande.
Uh-huh.
However it's pronounced. Rubicon.
I think they pronounce it Rio Grande.
Ah, the Rubicon. That's the one, you know what? That's the one that pisses me off. I should have said the Rubicon.
I think they pronounce
the Shenandoah.
Caesar Kaiser crossing the Rubicon.
I think
the Shenandoah for real.
They had a Shenandoah.
We're right next to the Shenandoah River.
I think that they pronounce it Rio Grande. I think that's what
they're probably right, yeah. Volga. The Volga River.
Whoa, hey, Jesse.
Watch it. This is a family-friendly podcast
here.
The Yangtze River.
Yangtze. That's another one. Rubicon, Yangtze.
The Mekong.
I should have gotten that one, too.
In contrast to the Mekong, the Yukon.
That one I don't know.
What about the Wekon? Is there a Wekon? Or a Nosotros Con? Is there a Kanamos?
No, that's it. The ones I've named.
Good conjugation, though.
Thanks.
No Potomac, no Anacostia, no Susquehanna.
The Anacostia. That would be something. So there weren't that many. Compared to how many rivers?
Tar River.
Compared to how many rivers there weren't that many ships named after rivers.
Yeah.
I just thought.
Rivers Cuomo?
Yes. River Phoenix.
Cuomo?
They had a limited budget in Starfleet. They couldn't just have. Yeah. They had to build all those big ships.
And you got to pay for each of those names.
Yeah.
It's
copyrighted names.
All right, so I'm ahead. I have like 10 points to Dan's like 1 point. No, Dan has 0 points.
I got Dan as 2 points.
I got one point. Wait, I got 2 points for why?
It worked out somewhere.
I think Jesse's using British panel question, show scoring mechanism. Right.
Question number three. What is your favorite bird?
What?
Well, what's your favorite bird?
That's a good question.
Like Monty Python, where like the Holy Grail, where I can get this one wrong somehow?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know.
I do like birds. There's a bunch of different birds that I'm into some birds.
I like those ones that like when they fly off, their legs get twice as long. It looks like they're taken off with some like landing gear.
You're talking about
are those
cranes?
Herons?
Like a blue heron? A heron's a nice bird.
What's the one they have in Barcroft? They have them in Barcroft.
Yeah, in the local lake that we live near.
Yeah, it would be heron.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah,
is that
blue,
your answer?
Blue herons.
For your favorite bird?
I mean, I don't have a favorite anything, but that's definitely up there.
Dan's one of those people who doesn't have a favorite anything.
Why do you need to have a favorite something?
I don't know. I'm one of those people too, Dan. I was just noting that you're one of those
people.
It's
like monogamy. It just doesn't make sense. Biologically speaking.
Tell us. Dan's going to start a separate podcast. It's like, and here's another thing that I think. I'm into not sparrows, but you know, there's like little bluebirds.
Bluebirds.
They're not bluebirds.
Songbirds.
They got like blue. They fly around.
Blue jays?
Blue jays. Yeah,
I also like parrots. I like cassowaries. Pretty cool. I don't know. Birds are pretty rad. They're dinosaurs.
Chickens are cool too.
Sorry, those are both incorrect answers.
I knew it.
What's our favorite bird?
What is our favorite bird?
Patrick's favorite bird is the titmouse.
Yeah, I think
Dan's
he's right.
Favorite bird is the penguin, but I would have also accepted penguin or penguin. Yeah. And that's just an inside joke.
Penguin.
Patreon.
I think it's an easily deciphered inside joke.
The penguins ate some pancakes.
How do you say pen, Dan? You know, a writing instrument?
It's a pen.
A pen.
Yeah, a pen.
Yeah, a pen.
How do you say it?
I say pen.
Okay, great. We both say it that way. So, like it's supposed to be said. Isn't
that
amazing?
Some people say pen.
Pen.
Just to keep it going here, because I just have a couple more.
Pancakes.
What do you like better, penguins or chickens as birds?
Chickens are probably tastier than penguins.
How do you know?
I don't know, but I'm guessing.
But seal and whale blubber is apparently not all that great.
But it'll keep you going.
I don't know if penguins have the same deal. I mean, they're not mammals, obviously.
It'll keep you going in the real cold weather, though.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, but
I'm,
it's not.
And maybe fun. Maybe it is fine. I don't know. You know, people do chow down on puffins. Puffins are sort of penguiny.
The penguiny puffin.
I've never had a penguin or a puffin.
I've done a fair amount of puffin.
Is that a name of a kid's book? It's called The Penguiny Puffin. The Sanguine Penguiny Puffin.
Wait a second. You're... Is that sort of like a modern twist on the Ugly Duckling?
Mm-hmm.
It's the penguiny puffin.
So I love penguins and you love the titmouse. Right.
Okay. It was rather arbitrary. Question number four.
I think you might be right, actually, okay. Jesse. Right.
What do people mean when they say it's all good?
They mean like, no problem, Joe. I don't know why I said Joe. I'm mad at myself that I said Joe.
I mean, you could taste the self-loathing. When you're just like I'm just disgusted. That was like the other, I can't remember, it was within the last couple of weeks we were recording an episode, and for some reason I was like talking about when the episode would drop.
Yeah.
I got immediately upset with myself.
Well, would it be worse for me to say, what was the question again? What question did you just ask?
What do people mean when they say it's
all good? Oh
yeah,
I said it's no problem, Joe. Would it be worse if I said that, or it's no problem, yo? Which was worse? I don't know.
I think Joe is worse.
Or it might be worse. Yeah.
Yeah, because it either means you're like being all like, yo, Joe, like Joe Blow, or you're doing like a Joe, like an affectation.
Yeah, right. I say it means like no problem, Jesse.
What do you say?
What was the question? It was like, what do people mean when it's all good, yo?
When they say it's all good. I didn't say yo.
Means you don't have to pay them the money that you owe them. Like you've had some sort of transaction, and maybe there's like, you know, maybe I owe you like a couple bucks extra, and you're all like, it's all good, yo.
Mm. Or Joe.
The actual answer is it means they are deceiving you in some way. But Dan gets half a point for the whole Joe and yo business.
for the whole Joe business, indeed.
Well, you know, if you say it's no problem, that is the same, it means the same thing as literally as it's all good. Like the literal words, it's all good, means precisely there's no problem. It means the same thing. It's just opposing ways to say the same thing.
It sounds like you're deceiving me right now.
It depends, though, Dan. The key, I think, is it depends on how the recipient of the message defines the area of the world, the border within which they are applying that description.
If you say it's all good, you're saying every instance is good. Therefore, there are no problems with any of those instances.
Yes, but of course, it would be improbable for anyone to be living in a situation where they, in fact, had no problems.
But it's improbable.
So it's intended colloquially to refer to a specific zone of thing, like a specific interaction.
Look, it's just as unlikely to be in a situation where everything is good. I'm saying they mean the same thing. That's all I'm saying.
Oh no, I get it. I'm clarifying on my own volition, without any. I'm not being influenced in any negative way. I believe this from my heart. It's circumscribed. That's all I'm saying. It's colloquially circumscribed.
I don't know how that's like has anything to do with me
both
saying
both of them are.
I don't know how that has anything to do with me saying that because they mean the same thing.
No, but you can, because you think I'm responding to you when I'm like adding on.
No, I'm pretty sure you're
adding on.
I'm pretty much sure you said you begin. You do this sometimes where you say like no, and then you go on to explain it, and you weren't disagreeing with me.
I don't think I said no, but I may have.
You have done that in the past.
I would believe it,
and I'd be like, how is that wrong? And you're like, I never said you were wrong. It's like you begin. A sentence with no. Anyways,
no, you fucking moron.
Yeah,
I didn't know this question was going to generate so much, you know, conversation.
Well,
it's
apologize.
Very good.
It's all
no.
Good.
I think this has worked out very well.
It's all good.
And the final question.
Okay,
this is the final question.
What do you think of the expression "That's the way the pickle squirts"?
I don't think I've ever thought about that expression.
I've never heard that expression. Do you have an etymology for this expression? Did you come up with this, or is this an expression you found on your...
I've just heard it at different points.
Heard that?
Yeah.
How often does a pickle squirt? I guess when you bite it, it can squirt.
When you bite into it.
I think so.
Or if you try to cut it with a dull knife.
If you try to like bend it, you know?
Yeah.
If you try
to like break it in half with your hands, it would more slurble then. It would slurble.
Is that a slurble when it does that?
That would be slurbling. A dull knife would make it squirt. That's the way the pickle squirts.
Hey, Dan, do you remember when I made those pigs in blankets and you were so eager? You were so eager to... You don't remember this?
You make up such a big deal out of this story, and it's really... I think you're exaggerating.
It's not a
you're
big deal. It's
you're
an
exaggerating
it's an
what happened.
It's an amusing anecdote.
You exaggerate, because the way you tell it, I like bit into it while it was hot, and I was like, oh my God, I'm dying!
No, you said, like, this wiener exploded in my face. Or something like that.
Let's back up, and it's a very short anecdote. I was hosting a gathering at my house, and I made some of my world famous pigs in blankets, Patrick's pigs in blankets, which I got off of the Pillsbury crescent dough recipe, with cheese dogs. You make them with cheese dogs, and they came out of the oven. But the thing is they got to cool down for a couple of minutes because the cheese inside the cheese dog, the melted cheese, is boiling. And I was in the process of warning Dan because what was about to happen to Dan had happened to me multiple times in the past, where I was eager for the tasty pig in a blanket.
It's hot cheese.
I bit into it and a jet of molten cheese.
Cheese jets.
Squirted out. And that's what happened to Dan.
Yeah.
And it was a very brief moment of Dan biting into, like, looking so excited and happy to bite into the sausage, biting into it, a jet of cheese squirting out, and you being all like, "Bah!" It was not more than a second.
It was an apartment full of people.
Or a half second.
And everybody said, "What the fuck?"
But yes, it was accentuated.
I came in after it happened.
Accentuated by the fact that there were a number of people milling about. and you just got to, you reacted the way one would react if you got some molten.
In the past, when you told that story, it's like I'm like falling over going, "Oh my God, why didn't you tell me?"
And then your pants fell down.
Yeah.
Your penis fell out and everyone pointed. Everyone pointed at your penis. And then the cheese melted onto your penis. What was the question? Oh yeah, about the pickle.
I think it means that, you know, things happen.
Pickle squirt.
Things happen Things happen not in total chaos. There is an order, but you don't always can't always predict the way in which that order will manifest itself.
Things change, Mox. That's from that movie about the football. What was it called?
The Program.
No, not The Program.
Necessary Roughness.
No.
Friday Night Lights.
No.
It was any given
varsity,
Sunday?
It was called Varsity Blues.
Oh, that one.
And as I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but Varsity Blues is a good movie, and it's a weirdly better movie than you think it's going to be.
And then they have that Green Day song. It's all like, "Nice guys finish last. You're running out of gas.
It's got left behind.
It does. It has Dawson from Dawson's Creek. James Vanderdawson.
Vanderdawson.
And then the big guy, what's his name, like Boo Boo or something? Who?
Yeah, his name was Boo Boo. He used to hang out with Yogi Bear.
He was. He had a bit part on that show Freaks and Geeks. I've been rewatching Freaks and Geeks, and he was on an episode. Large fellow.
Could you, Jesse? Could you recount the phrase to me, because I can't remember.
That's the way the pickle squirts.
And that's the way the pickle squirts.
Did you get my answer?
I did. That was very good.
And okay. My answer, I can't remember what Dan's answer would be. So
it's not that you don't remember. It's that you weren't listening. There's a difference.
I wasn't listening, and I don't remember. See, I don't remember because I wasn't listening. The two are not mutually exclusive, right? So I don't remember. But I take it to mean that's one of those phrases where it's all like, "Hey, that's the way the cookie crumbles." You know, is a relative of this phrase.
Well, then
I'm
we could
assuming.
Ask, what does that mean then?
It's just the way things are. It's you must accept the world for the chaotic and sometimes upsetting, but also sometimes wondrous and glorious place that it truly is.
I was basically saying it's a ordered chaos. Like, things aren't total chaos, but there's order to it.
Seems like your answers are... So I would say they're pretty similar, rather close.
But he's talking about ordered chaos.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm just saying the world is the way it is.
What I was saying was that the world may seem chaotic, but there is an order to it. But we can't always predict how that order will manifest itself.
It might be beyond your comprehension.
Right. Is it Smashing Pumpkins with the world is a vampire?
Is this another example where you didn't hear what I was just said?
No, I heard what you just said.
You didn't hear what I just said.
But along the way. I was remembering a
you
lyric.
You have no idea what I said.
The world The world is a vampire.
This is two times in a row that I've given my answer, and you both time, neither times were you listening to what I said.
No, I know what you're saying.
What did I say?
You were like, ordered chaos.
See, you weren't fucking listening. How is that possible? That, like, I specifically make a point to repeat. You ask me why I might repeat myself all the time. All right, this is why I repeat myself.
Do you repeat yourself?
You give me shit about it, but, like, when I do it, it's because, like, no one's listening, or specifically
I'm
listening. Patrick's not listening.
I'm going to put on my Frasier costume and say, I'm listening.
I even went out of my way to set time aside, be like, okay, here I go again. I'm going to give the definition again. And immediately you got distracted after like the first word.
I'm a fucked up piece of shit.
It's not that hard to listen.
I know. That's why I'm fucked. That's why it's so fucked up. It's really awful. I'm working on it.
I hope you start crying right now. That laughter turns into crying.
It usually does.
I basically have always thought about it as a variation on that's the way the cookie crumbles. And there's probably other sayings that are like that.
Well, of course it's...
But I do like the way you said it as well.
Mm-hmm. See...
Which I see as a similar...
See, and to me, of course it relates to that's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way the flippy flops.
Right, that's the way she goes.
That's the way the zoop goes doop, you know? It's any one of those kinds
Six
of things.
Six of one, half a dozen of another.
And so, thinking, you have to, I'm sure, try to break it down into what that means, you know, without using another analogy or whatever.
Right.
Well, I liked this episode of Jesse's Questions. I hope we get more Jesse's Questions in the future. Dan, do
there
we need
will be
a,
future installments?
Do we need a musical outro? That's another song that you heard before from somewhere else.
It's just a crazy idea.
run
to your nearest podcast player.
Can you do that Caribbean Queen song?
Tell your friends.
I don't
Caribbean Queen, bringing me
do do do.
That's a song. That's a song indeed.
Yeah,
I like this.
Alrighty, folks, this has been an episode of Jesse's Questions, where there's no right answers and the points don't add up.
But you guys are in a nice tie. You guys tied.
All right, we tied. Yeah, we tied. So does that mean we both get to read the credits?
That just means that Jesse is good at placating us.
Isn't that the winner gets to read the credits?
That's
that's whose line is
it? Yeah, that's that show.
Oh yeah. All right, Dan, you win.
Maybe.
You just don't want to read the credits.
I don't know what credits we're going to read.
You got to make your own.
You got to make your own credits?
Hamster sandwich.
Make your own.
Well, you can get a bending cat paw toy for $12.99. It's a thing with a trigger on it with a like something that looks and is furry like
does
a cat.
Grant witches? Wishes? Doesn't grant wishes?
Can I explain it first before you start asking the questions, please? Thank you.
It's Jesse's question.
It's It's a thing you hold it. It's got a trigger and it's got this cat paw with like it looks exactly like a cat paw with fur and everything and you can bend it at the wrist.
Mm.
So you can get that.
Can you catch like mice with it?
I don't know.
I'm still not into this this website having things that are $12. I think this website should be minimum $500.
Okay, here's a Mowrator S1 remote control mower for $1,800.
Yeah, okay, you can get that at Home Depot. Like, this website should be things that are ridiculous.
Okay, here's one.
Like Hammaker Slammaker or whatever.
What?
that catalog, you know, with the weird
hammaker,
shit.
Slammaker.
Are you talking about, like, Sky Mall?
Oh, Hammaker Slammaker.
Are you talking about Sky Mall? Okay, here's this. A real-life functional transformer car.
Okay, what does that mean?
Is it Bumblebee or is it fucking Optimus Prime?
It's a car that's like I guess it functions as a transformer.
Is it a Decepticon?
Like an electrical transformer?
I don't know what it is. Okay, this is ridiculous. You can get a carbon fiber gladiator suit.
No. Oh, yes.
You can get a real life Flintstone.
How much does that cost?
Everything carbon fiber is ridiculous.
The price isn't listed on this, but for $2,800,000, you can get a real life Flintstones house.
Wow.
That seems confusing.
Is it like in LA or something? Where did they live?
Bedrock.
The fibers. In order to find the price of the gladiator suit, you have to go to the website, and then you probably have to find all their different options, and it's probably a pain in the ass. Okay, I'm going to give you a price on one more thing.
All right.
Okay, one more thing.
This has been an installment of Dan's prices.
For $300, for $300, you can get a giant octopus tentacle that looks three times as tall as this dude in the picture.
Is it a sex thing? Is it a sex tentacle?
You couldn't fit that in somebody.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
You can get the Mandalorian Din Djarin complete set for $1,800.
What, his armor?
I guess.
All right. Okay.
You can get a skee ball machine for $6,500.
All right, we'll do a separate episode of Dan looking up things on the internet.
Just one website. I'll pick a website, and yes, each podcast will be reading and talking about one particular website.
I would thoroughly enjoy that. Quite sincerely.
If anyone else wants this podcast,
yes, let us know. If you write
in the comments,
write in to either to feedback@itsgotstartrek.com or on social media @itsgotstartrek, or since you're listening on Patreon, go into the Patreon chat and chat with us and ask us what websites you would like Dan to I don't know, discuss?
Read /discuss.
Sort of hang out on for a little bit. You let us know and we will do it.
There's a lot less to choose from now. Back in the early internet days, there were all sorts of wacky, like before Facebook and all that. Like,
yeah,
each person had their own webpage.
Back in the 90s, there were way fewer websites, Dan.
No, it's not what I said. I said
way fewer websites.
What I said before is that there was more... It was better to choose from because people didn't have there was no Facebook, there were no like blog sites.
People actually made their own
website. Yeah, if somebody wanted a blog, they'd have to make their own website.
You see a website
with somebody's family vacation pictures all over it.
Maybe
or something.
Maybe the next installment of Jesse's Questions will involve some questions about the 1990s. When we were all coming into our own.
I could remember.
A night in the Ferrari Museum.
That does not sound interesting.
You can pay for a tank crushing thing.
Okay, that sounds interesting. A night in a Ferrari museum sounds why would I pay extra? I can just go during the day.
Okay, so
what am I going to do? Am I going to jerk off on the Ferraris at night?
Probably. Maybe.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
So for car crushing tank experience...
I bet people would do that.
It's experience the power of utter military dominance with the tank crushing car experience. It's virtually impossible to pass up this opportunity to ride inside a 10-ton steel behemoth and feel firsthand its raw power as it turns cars to pancakes.
What kind of tank is it?
$749.
See, that's the kind of thing... That's the kind of thing... I don't think they need that description.
Is that an Abrams tank?
I think the title was sufficient to get me excited, and in fact reading the description makes me feel like it's kind of lame because it seems like the kind of thing a lame person would be into.
Wait, you're saying the description made it lame?
Yeah, just the title I'm like, all right, tank, it's obvious, tank crushing things, I want to be in a tank crushing things. But then the way the description was written made me think like you got to be kind of like a loser to be
you gotta be like living out some kind of fantasy.
My masculinity is broken. I don't like Star Trek Discovery, so I'm gonna smash things with a tank. But I think it would be fun to smash things with a tank.
Does the gun work?
Yeah, they probably are.
Drive FV-433 Abbott SPG, drive FV-432 APC, T-55 MBT. I don't know what any of these mean.
All right.
Three machine guns, including the M2HB and M134 minigun.
Yeah, miniguns are cool.
Machine guns work.
Well, you can go shoot miniguns in Las Vegas.
Double car crush with Chieftain MBT.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye. Jesse, you got to say goodbye because it's your show, right?
Goodbye.
Jesse's questions.
Jesse's questions and Dan's prices.
Patrick here again. Wasn't that great? I'll go ahead and assert that it was. Be sure to check out episode 2 of Jesse's questions at patreon.com/itchgotstartrek. And mayhaps there'll be an episode 3 coming out soon. Next up, perhaps my personal favorite thing we've ever produced, AI Music Madness. Take it away, recording. Okay.
Okay. Let's do the Patreon now.
Are you ready to do the Patreon, Dan? This is Dan saying that he's ready to do the Patreon. Are you getting excited for the Patreon, Dan? All right. Was that Dan or Jesse?
That was me.
Well done.
Well done. I was looking at something else, and I just heard this powerful, sexy burp. Okay, so this is the Patreon, and this is a bit of a surprise for Dan and Jesse. I've been coy with them. I've been being a real coy boy. Or coy boy.
Coy boy?
as the phrase goes. Because the other day I stumbled upon something both awesome and mind-blowing, something I think we've all heard about. This is not news to any of us that this technology exists, but this was the first time I got to actually sort of play around with it, which is AI generated music.
Oh.
Straight up songs where the AI generates the music and the lyrics and everything.
Oh, wow.
Based off of a prompt. So what we're going to do for this Patreon, I had some fun. I recorded a couple of these already. So I'm going to play some examples so you can hear what you can do with it. And then we can do four or five ideas
what
if we want.
Duty with
well,
it.
I'm going to get these guys to help me develop some prompts and we will make some instant music right now, tonight. So one of the first ones I did was I was like, okay, write a song about It's Got Star Trek. I didn't give it any other context. I was like, write a song about a podcast called It's Got Star Trek, and this is what it came up with.
Turn into It's Got Star Trek.
It's Got Star Trek.
I didn't tell it which type of music to do.
Turn into It's Got Star Trek.
It's Got Star Trek.
Turn into It's Got Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Every episode, there's no turning back. Won't you tune into
No turning back.
Every episode.
There's no turning back ever.
The stars, they twinkle in the night.
Totally AI.
Creepy AI.
If you listen, you can feel that sci-fi vibe.
Sci-fi vibe?
Not bad.
Weird.
Join the crew for Deep Space Chat. Join the crew for Deep Space Chat.
Oh, join the crew.
Join the crew for Space
it's a little repetitive,
chat,
this one.
Boldly going, we're nerds at, won't you join the crew?
All right, so that's
it's got Star Trek.
That was initial try, and I was like, whoa, a little repetitive. I wouldn't have picked that style of music necessarily, but I realized, oh, I hadn't specified what style of music to do. And by the way, I'm using two different AI sound music generators. This is Udio.com, Udio.com. And the other one I was playing around with is Suno.com.
So which one did you?
Suno.com.
Which did you use for that song?
For the one this was the Udio.com. And then I was
Udio.
Then I was like, you know, I saw that you could do some other things. You could do 30-second versions and stuff like that. I was like, okay, well, let me think of something that's related to the podcast and be more specific. So I asked for a hip-hop song describing the debate between duty or no duty, and it came up with two options here. This is the first one.
Step in the room, locking in noon. Yeah, we on a mission. Rhyme so tight, flow so bright. That's your wish. Is it duty? No duty.
No duty.
Can't hide this vibe. Right the rhythmic tide. It's a duty, no duty.
No
Let
duty.
The crowd speak. I got the bass, the melody. See the energy peak. Is it duty or no duty? That's the question we keep.
Isn't that great? The duty or no duty.
So that was a 30-second one. No, oh, hold on. Here's the other one.
Is it duty or no duty? Sound hitting hard like you're slinging in the hood. Make your way, straight the base, duty or no duty.
Isn't that great?
Never fake, duty or no duty.
Oh, wait.
Flexing on the beat that can handle my heat. Versus tight, flowing right, you know this ain't weak. Got the crowd in my hand, every move to repeat. Rising up to the top in a way to retreat. Step in the room, locking in,
playing through all of them there. So yeah, that was the two. Every time you put in a prompt, it spits out two versions for you.
Can you make another duty or no duty?
I can. Really? Let's get to that in a second. So I'm gonna ask you for some prompts, and we're gonna make some new ones. But but I kept going, right? Because I was like, okay. I went over to Suno.com because I heard from some people that is a little bit more dynamic, has a few more options, and so I tried to make a song again about the It's Got Star Trek podcast. I gave it some more details about the podcast and asked for it in a punk style.
Three dudes ain't got no job, got a show. Talking spaceship stars and that whole sci-fi glow. Up a middle don't mean a thing when you sow into the universe, let the madness be known. Faces blasted, watch the throwing out. Cool cats, groovy vibes, ain't no doubt. Federation stories peeping into the void. Three guys on a mic, Trek, he's overjoyed.
I like this breakdown.
Faceless blasting words are throwing out. Cool cats, groovy vibes, ain't no doubt. Federation stories peeling into the void. Three guys on a light trek, he's overjoyed. It's not Star Trek screaming in your ears. Warp speed podcast, conquer fears. White boys grooving, feeling the stars.
White boys?
Yes.
How'd they know we were white?
I said there's three middle-aged, upper-class, white male hosts.
Got it.
And that's what it came out. It's like, it's got Star Trek screaming into your face. Like, is what it said. Okay, and then just two more examples, quick examples, then we'll create some new ones. Again, following the Star Trek theme, I figured, hey, why not play around with one of our favorite quotes ever? Hmm.
Up above, Enterprise in the gel, transport a beam on wrong. Oh, it's not a scam. Captain Picard, oh no, now I can't once again. Give me cake or roll, back to their youthful zen. He's my number one dad. On the bridge looking rad.
On the bridge looking rad.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. He's my number one dad on the bridge looking rad. And it goes on. I mean, it's like a almost 2 minute song.
Wow.
And again, the AI made the lyrics, everything. I just asked it for a song about the TNG episode Rascals. And I said, make the refrain be, he's my number one dad. And it did it. That's pretty cool, right? Last example. This is not Star Trek related, but it is IGST. It's got Star Trek related. A debate we've long had, and a debate that I believe is as yet unresolved. And we have listeners who are on both sides of this particular listener debate.
Oh.
The sewer, bringing the pain. Michelangelo's a party dude, but what about Raphael? Oh. Cool, but what? Crude or rude?
Yeah.
Cool and rude. Arguments flying in the deuce feud. Shredder's out to get him. Beef of soldiers, black and blue. Raphael's got the vibe, but what's the crew? Donatello making jackets.
Some white rat. White metal rat.
Dropping with some kitchen full of pizza thrill. Is Raphael bugging minds with his rude attitude, or does a shell hide a crude gratitude? Internet threat, fire blast. Audio clips on loop can't diffuse. Debate rages on, meme wars ensue. All ninjas know, rap's more than a clue. Cyber teams engaged all in a digital spat. Raphael's rep on this and that. From forms to streams, the questions pursued. Is he your value to lie? Rude or crude? Cool but crude, or cool and rude.
Message misconstrued. I love that. Fans torn apart, message misconstrued. I mean, those lyrics are pretty good. It's fucked up. I mean, it's super fucked up that the computer is doing this well. Yeah. And it still is artificial. Like, I'm not trying to say this is like replacing actual like music.
No,
as a tool,
yeah.
I don't know. This is pretty fucking fascinating to me.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's pretty crazy.
All right. So what type, like, give me a prompt. What should I type in?
Well, Steve, I want to. Well, I want to hear duty or no duty with in the form of hardcore punk.
Okay, hardcore punk, duty or no duty. So give me a second here. Let me figure out the best way to type that in. Whether.
Is this Sunio or Sonio? Or?
This is Suno.com. S-U-N-O.
Not Udio?
Yeah, not Udio. This is Suno. So a song about whether someone duty or no duty in, what did you say, like a hardcore punk style?
Yeah, hardcore punk.
Hardcore punk style. All right, let me click create here.
How long does it usually take?
Suno is pretty quick, so it's processing right now. We'll give it a second. Udio takes a little bit longer.
Ooh. Udio.
All right, I think the songs are ready. Wow, let me play fast. The first one.
Duty everywhere.
Duty everywhere.
Duty or no duty. Can't take it anymore.
Let's take it anymore.
Duties in your face.
Oh my god.
I can't take it anymore. Like a duty in your face.
Breaking it down. We'll hear the other version, but just to clarify too, so these websites, you can tweak a lot. You can have just instrumental and not have any lyrics. You can write your own lyrics and then it'll put music behind it and you can upload those lyrics. I mean, it's pretty fucking wild. All right, let's play the other version.
Walking down the alley, duty on the ground. People looking closely, duty nowhere found.
Whoa! It's pretty awesome. Yeah, so the lyrics on this are always the same between the versions. Yeah, so that's one thing to note, that in the Suno, anyway, I think in the Udio, they produce multiple versions, but not necessarily the same lyrics. And this one's the same, one set of lyrics, two versions.
Now, I'm not going to ask you to do this, but if you put the same prompt in, would it come up with different lyrics?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Well, I think so. I'm pretty sure if we redid the prompt. But we're just doing it for free now. So we get like five songs, you know, five prompts a day, which is not so bad. But I don't know. This is one of those things where I was like, I don't know. I might have subscribed to this. It's only like $10 a month to do like 2,500 prompts. Wow. So if you and you use this for produce stuff for videos, commercials, whatever, I could see doing some stuff with
this. I saw an ad in actually I think it was like on one of Reddit's, like how they have like ad posts that are ads. I swear the image was like AI generated. It was like,
oh yeah,
some person behind a counter with like, I don't know, they were selling something, but the person looked totally AI generated.
So many ads are using AI generated stuff, and the thing is you only notice the ones that are noticeable. Some of them are so good they're getting, I mean, a proper ad agency with proper graphic artists is still using the AI, but they're having they're mediating it through the graphic artist, right? And so I think people are justified in having concerns about AI coming in and taking a lot of people's jobs. Yeah. I think that's a real thing. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, like so many other tools, you know, like the electric keyboard or recording or other things, new technology also does offer new opportunities for how to do stuff.
Yeah,
that you still need the trained artist mind to do.
Yeah, when the synthesizer came out, a lot of people were complaining that it was like going to fuck their shit up. Yeah, and it wasn't cool.
I think it's a great example. All right, let's do another prompt.
Jesse, you were going to have one?
Oh, how about like, I'm not jokingly... country western.
Okay, all right. A song with the refrain, I'm not joking, Lee.
Something about Gary Mitchell. Star Trek, Gary Mitchell. I don't know. It's your prompt.
No, it's a good idea. About the character Gary Mitchell from Star Trek, the original series in country style. What kind of country? Should I just say country or country and western or modern country or 1950s?
Classic country.
Classic.
How about country. Outlaw country?
Outlaw country.
Outlaw country?
That sounds,
okay.
That sounds fine.
In outlaw country style. Okay. A song with the refrain, I'm not joking, Lee, about the character Gary Mitchell from Star Trek, the original series, in outlaw country style. All right. I've clicked create. So we'll let that process a bit.
Beep, boop, 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 boop.
Write a song where the lyrics are beep, 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 boop, boop, boop.
That would be a good hip-hop song.
All right.
Beep, 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 boop, boop, boop.
Almost ready here. Still processing. Chippity chip, chip.
Jop, 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 jop.
If we were less lazy, we could edit this out of the podcast.
But we're not.
But we're not going to.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it. All right. I think it's ready. Let's see.
Not going to.
Wow.
Out on the frontier, out in the cosmic dust, riding steel stallions and planets we trust.
came a man named Gary with stars in his eyes.
Okay.
The power twisted him as he reached for the skies. From peaceful explorer to a god gone bad, he could bend the universe, made old Jim so sad. Eyes glowing silver and his grip
iron. This is sort of more like contemporary.
Took a turn one fateful night. I'm not jokingly about old Gary Mitchell.
Genius.
Was a friend, now a legend and a riddle.
Genius.
His power grew too strong, wild and free. I'm not jokingly about what he used to be.
This is amazing.
We shared a lot of miles, drinks, and starlit fights. But as his powers grew, I lost him to the nights. From Alpha Centauri to the cold of outer space. We saw the man behind the god, tears on his face. But mercy was an option for Mitchell's hand. As he sought to rule and conquer, we made a stand. With stones and steel, we fought till the end. Goodbye, Gary, you were more than just a friend. I'm not jokingly.
We're gonna let this one go to the end. Digging it.
Once a friend, now a legend and a riddle. His power grew too strong, wild and free. I'm not jokingly about what he used to be.
About 30 seconds left. It's fascinating how it's incorporating so many aspects of the plot of that episode.
I'm not jokingly about old Gary Mitchell. Once a friend, now a legend and a riddle. His power grew too strong, wild and free. I'm not jokingly about what he used to be.
Brilliant.
Oh, what he used to be.
I want to hear the denouement. It's good. Blam. All right, we gotta hear the other version. We'll play a little bit of the other version. This may be more what Jesse was looking for.
Out on the frontier, out of cosmic dust, riding steel stallions in planets we trust. Came a man named Gary with stars
like a sillier
in his eyes, but power
vocal.
Twisted him as he reached for the sky.
You could probably do it in the style of certain artists, like Hank Williams or something like that. Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah, because
he was a punk rocker.
I did one of the previous ones. I asked it for in the style of Weird Al Yankovic, and it was like, you know, goofy comedy or something. Although that was a little bit more punkish than I probably would have preferred. So with these prompts, you still have to play around with it a little. But yeah, it's pulling in information, presumably from the web, about the characters. So it knows this episode of Star Trek with Gary Mitchell. It talked about him getting, you know, stars in his eyes. It made a metaphor about something that happens to the character in the show. That's wild.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Actually, sorry, I correct myself. It was Hank Williams III is more, he was like the punk rocker.
Yeah, the third, yeah.
All right, who's next? What's the next prompt? Dan, you got another one? We can do three more.
Why don't you go with your one, Jesse? We could do one about like Chief O'Brien, like, and wanting to kill himself because of hard time.
Okay.
Yeah, but what style?
Write a song about Chief O'Brien trying to kill himself.
Something
in
upbeat. Something upbeat.
Star Trek.
What style would be upbeat?
Yeah, I was going to say, Dan, you're right. It's got to be upbeat, like maybe EDM or dance music or ABBA, like in the style of ABBA. to kill himself in the Star Trek Deep Space Nine episode. Episode.
Either ABBA or Ace of Base.
Hard time in the style of ABBA. All right. We'll try this. Let's see what that.
What'd you put in?
I put, write a song about Chief O'Brien trying to kill himself in the Star Trek Deep Space Nine episode, Hard Time, in the style of ABBA. I'm very curious what's going to come. It looks like it's almost done. It's thinking.
What was he saying? I'm not jokingly, set me free. What was that?
I don't know. We'll have to listen to that song.
Not jokingly.
What's
Gary
cool
Mitchell.
Is it actually shows you, like, I don't have it here, but you can see the lyrics. It actually will print up the lyrics for you. All right. This song is titled Hard Time.
Miles alone in dark despair. Shadows creep everywhere. Memories that haunt his mind. Yeah. Can't escape, can't unwind. In the cell where
is cold and chill. Torment deep down in his soul. Broke his heart, took its soul.
It sounds like a boy band.
It does sound more like a boy band than ABBA. I bet you that they probably have some limitations on using like actual artists. They probably want to avoid lawsuits, so they get you close to it, but they don't get you there. But let's listen to a little bit of the second version it came up with.
Miles alone in dark despair. Shadows creep everywhere.
See, this feels almost, this is more like this is like late 90s, early 2000s Eurovision style, less 70s ABBA. In the cell where time stood still. The lyrics are interesting though. Voice is cold and chill.
I think I like this one better.
Yeah, that one's a little bit better.
Maybe we could do something about Iborg. Something about like genocide and Iborg.
At what point is the prompt going to be like, I'm sorry, I can't do that one. All right. Write a song about, you think of the style while I try to write out this prompt.
Something about Picard choosing between victory and genocide. I don't know. Whatever you think.
Picard.
Something about like, won't genocide the Borg.
Deciding whether or not to genocide. I'll just try it. Why not? The Borg in the Star Trek TNG episode. Borg in the style of
maybe
what?
like jungle or drum and bass or something like that. Maybe.
Yeah. I think jungle and drum and bass is the same thing.
Oh, is it?
Well, they don't normally have lyrics, but you know, what about something that's more melodic, more lyrical?
Well, what kind of electronic music? Oh, house music then?
Does it have to be electronic? What about
I was thinking Borg is like techno. Yeah.
Okay, I get
you. But we don't have to. Pick something else.
I'm going to pick a surprise one. Let's see. I want to see what this does.
Even though you asked me to pick the genre.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I say you fight it.
Pick what you want.
All right, I already have. It's processing as we speak.
This is us humming while we wait for AI to take over our souls.
All right, it's done.
See, it took over our souls in like less than a minute.
This is called the Captain's Dilemma.
This is like Irish punk sounding music.
Yeah, isn't that what I asked for?
Voices only there, dealing must they share. Borg and humanity, the future strange key.
It's hilarious though.
In the shadows call, ethics in his hand, a choice to command.
Come on!
Do I strike them down and the rain and crown? Or show mercy's light in this endless night?
Do I strike them down? That was the lyric.
Crew up on the ship, questions on their lips. Right or wrong, entwine on this narrow line.
This is like a more like lighthearted dance, lighthearted, upbeat Dropkick Murphys or something.
Ah, yeah, dude. You're right. Dropkick Murphys would be more like, do I strike them down? So I asked it for medieval music, and that's not remotely medieval. Let's hear the second version. I was hoping there's something a little bit more, Baroque.
This sounds a little bit more
what I was thinking. I'm digging it. Not quite what I asked for, but I'm digging it.
Voices on the air, dilemmas they share. Borg and humanity, future strange key. Captain stands so tall, in the shadows call.
ethics in his hand, a choice to command. Do I strike them down in the raining crown? Or show
not medieval at all.
At first, it kind of sounded a little closer.
It was a little bit closer, yeah. All right, we've got one more prompt, and then we can close things up. Don't worry, we'll probably do more of this, but this was fun.
Like I said, it sounded more lighthearted, like Dropkick Murphys, that was more of a jig feel to
it.
Yeah,
it was very jiggy. Yeah. Getting jiggy with it.
They got jiggy.
All right, should we try something more housey, EDM? I'd be into digging something in that direction.
Something housey.
All right. Housey.
And what should the topic be?
I don't know. Your turn, Patrick or Jesse.
All right. Jesse, do you have any ideas? Otherwise, I'll just put something in there. All right. I'll put something in there.
Go for it.
Go for it. Connect Four. Go for the glory. Go for the... What does he say? Go for the goal? What are the lyrics to Connect Four? Lyrics for the Connect Four song. Go for the goal? Connect Four song.
Like four of these nuts.
If I bring my bitch, then bitch we lit.
I don't think that's the...
What are you talking about?
It's called Connect Four, song by Cupcake.
Cupcake.
That sounds familiar. Cupcake sounds familiar.
It says one hole, two hole, three holes, go pussy ass mouth, it can go one mo.
Jesus.
That's not at all what I was looking for.
Are you sure? all right, I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the song that's now done. The title, the AI has chosen, the AI chooses the title of all these songs. The previous song was called The Captain's Dilemma, and the song before that was called Hard Time. And this song is called Dan's Fart Collection.
Dan's got a secret joy in a smell that's not coy. Collecting farts every day, laughing all the way. Jars lined up on a shelf. Damn, how do
Patrick's gonna fall out of his chair.
On a shelf.
Each one labeled with care.
Labeled.
Collection so rare. Dan loves to smell those farts from the morning till it's dark.
Make him grin
in his room.
Oh,
breathe them in.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. This is EDM. I just asked for EDM.
Party lights flash and spin. Dance, dancing with a grin.
I just said a song about how Dan loves to smell farts and collects them.
But Dan's no one to talk. He's happy in his own haze. Living in a stinky daze. Dan loves to smell those farts from the morning till it's dark. Sleeping clouds and make him grin in his room. He'll breathe them in.
It's almost over, so I'll just let it. I'll let it finish out, and then I want to hear at least a minute of the second version they produced.
That's what some of the farts sound like.
Maybe it's done with the lyrics because it's almost done.
That was really good.
Yeah. I do have to point out that was funny.
Oh, hold on. Sorry. I'll pause. This is the next one.
It was funny. I do have to point out that I specifically did say house music, though.
I know that you...
What was the editorial interruption? What inspired that?
I just forgot. Mm-hmm. I remembered you said something electronic, so I was like, I'll just put it.
Okay, I thought it was something much more diabolical. No. Like you were like, if you want,
we can go over to Udio and try.
No, it's fun. That actually turned out really good. Right. So
let's hear this now again. These will be the same lyrics, but
wait. So I smell farts from the morning till the dark. There was something about clouds with a grin on my face or something.
Well, let's listen to the second version because it'll be the same lyrics, so yeah, we can remind ourselves.
Dan's got a secret joy in a smell that's not coy.
A smell that's not coy.
Jars lined up on a shelf, Dan proud of himself. Each one labeled with care.
I like I labeled them.
Collection so rare. Dan loves to smell those farts from the morning till it's dark.
Good morning till it's
sniffing
night.
Clouds that make him grin.
Yeah, sniffing clouds that make me
in
grin.
His room, he'll breathe them in.
It's good. All right. So same lyrics, more of the same, but that was a good one too.
I can imagine the video. It's just like me like writing like on some fart labels and then putting my hands on my hips and nodding just with a smile being like, yeah,
from
yeah.
From morning until it's dark.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The whole AI thing is fun. It's fascinating. It's scary. It's all sorts of things at once. But one thing I think is interesting as we play with these is we learn more about how it works with ChatGPT and tools like this. And one thing I noticed is that you can go two different directions. One direction is to provide lots of details in your prompt, mm-hmm. especially, you know, if you're given enough time or enough space, character space, and really try to hone in whether you're creating an image or audio or whatever. That's one route to go. But it can be quite fun to leave as much to the imagination, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term, to the AI, because you get some more crazy stuff. All I said here, the prompt was a song about how Dan loves to smell farts and collect farts in an EDM style. That's all
I'm not joking, Lee.
And all of a sudden it's talking about like, you know, labeling jars and breathing it in. Even mentioned the word koi, which makes me a little nervous because we were making lots of jokes about being
yeah, that is weird.
About being koi this evening.
But I guess farts aren't koi by nature, by definition, by nature. I think that would make a good music video. Video like there, I can already think of some good music video ideas for like.
Well, we'll download and we'll do that. We'll make a music video.
Also, you weren't just almost falling out of your chair, giddy, laughing. You were like smacking your hands on your armrests, like you were like a little kid, so like you couldn't contain yourself
because it was so funny.
You're just like.
Oh my god! It's just you know.
It was pretty good.
I mean, you know, maybe we won't be laughing so hard when we're all being marched into the sea by the robots. But for now, it's whimsical. It's
still
funny.
We'll have some good memories while it's happening.
Yeah, we'll be like, oh, remember that time
from the morning till the dark.
All right. Anything else on this whole business?
For the record, the Connect Four song, it's Go for the Glory, Go for the Score.
Ah.
Go for the glory, go for the score, go for it, I win. Connect Four.
From the commercial to Connect. See, I think I didn't catch that's what you were going for before, so I was just sort of confused.
Yeah.
I was kind of going along with it so I sounded cool.
Yeah, you know? I know.
I didn't want to sound uncool, but now I know you were going for
going
the commercial.
Going along with it just to sound cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect. The original one it gave me was by Cupcake, which says, if I bring my bitch, bring my bitch, bring my bitch, then bitch, we lit. The next one starts,
if
one
I bring my bitch, then bitch, we lit.
One hole, two hole, three holes, go pussy ass mouth, it can go one mo.
All right.
Okay. So, and it gets worse from there. So,
all right.
That one was by Cupcake, not
rather
me.
Rather graphic.
Okay. So that's what, when you type lyrics, Connect Four song, that's Cupcake. What you get. So make sure if you're looking up the lyrics, you type lyrics, Connect Four song, commercial.
Okay.
Because if you don't add commercial, you'll get very explicit, offensive lyrics.
All right. Well, we'll remember that for the next time, Dan. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and thank you out there.
Sabotage.
Audience. We do hope you, we hope the audience enjoyed this. We did. And that's sort of the most important thing, right?
Yep. If you're not doing it for yourself, who are you doing it for?
Exactly.
You don't make shit.
Okay. All right. It's late.
It's
late at night.
You make shit that you would enjoy. That's how you are successful, is you make shit that you would enjoy.
Yeah. You don't not do that. Is that what you were trying to say earlier? You don't not make shit
you
to enjoy.
You don't not forget to undo that.
Excellent. Okay.
I think that's right.
Excellent.
Egg salad.
Egg salad, right? Okay, well, that was enough of that. We will do more of this in the future,
that
more
was
Patreon
really great.
Stuff. We hope you enjoyed that. And
I did really enjoy that.
Yeah, we'll,
it's just a crazy idea.
We'll leave you with a rendition of Duty or No Duty in the hardcore punk aggressive style. This is complaining. There's a duty there.
can't take it anymore.
All right, that'll do. That'll do, pig.
That'll
Bart'll do.
Patrick again, for the final time in your ears this week. Wasn't that great as well? Wasn't that perhaps maybe worth a couple bucks a month? $3, I think, as of the recording of this particular podcast. Well, you can go check out that and more of our Patreon content at patreon.com/itsgotstartrek. There's actually a lot of music-related content on our Patreon, due in part to Jesse and Dan having actual musical bona fides and me just digging the hell out of whatever they produce. So check us out on our Patreon, patreon.com/itsgotstartrek. Website, regular website is itsgotstartrek.com. Feedback at itsgotstartrek, all that jazz at itsgotstartrek on social media. Thank you again. Sorry for the technical difficulties. We will be back next week with our long promised discussion of Tomorrow is Yesterday. Goodbye.
Got a secret joy in a smell that's not coy. Collecting farts every day, laughing all the way. Jars lined up on a shelf, damn proud of himself. Each one labeled with care in his collection, so rare. Dan loves to smell those farts. That make him grin in his room. He'll breathe them in. Day.